12:01. Today is August 21st, 2024. This is Franklin Township Board of Trustees regular meeting. If anyone's going to speak, we have a speaker card up here that would need to be signed in, and I'll give another few minutes if anyone wants to sign up to speak. At this time, we're going to open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you continue to be with the midst of these meetings as we do these proceedings, that we better our township together as a whole. For it's in your name we pray, and amen. Mr. Blevins, will you do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. If I could have a roll call, please.
Certainly. Mr. Blevins?
Here.
Mr. Fleshman?
Here.
And Mr. Leeser is excused.
Okay. Old business, the first thing that we have up is shakers. Do you want to start on this? Is there something that we need to...
I would like to let the folks know that we'd like to go into executive session.
Oh, that's correct.
Right now.
My apologies.
There's a matter that came up that I need to discuss with the trustees. It won't take more than 10 or 15 minutes, so I apologize, but it is something that has to be addressed and addressed today.
Okay, so with that being said, I would like to make a motion that we go into an executive session to discuss, review, negotiate with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of their employment as directed by the ORC 121.22G4. If I would have a second.
I'll second it.
Here in a second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes, it is now 12:03, and we are in executive session.
Mr. Leeser is excused.
Yes. I'd ask for a motion to come out of executive session with nothing being decided. It is now 12:16.
Second.
Hearing that, may I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser is excused.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to stop this part of the meeting, and I'm just going to be straight with everyone that's here with what's going on. At the end of the meeting, I'll take questions of where we are. We just had an executive meeting and made light of certain things. I'm just going to give you the rundown of what's going on with the fiscal department. We've had multiple checks, fraudulent checks, come out of here. We don't know how. The trustees' signatures are on them. They look identical. They're getting better as they go. The cost is not being onto the taxpayer or the burden. It's on the bank. Robin has implemented what is called positive pay, where at the end of the day, for every check that is written, we have to cross-reference any other fraudulent checks the bank deflects. It's come to my understanding with our administrator, he ordered that the laptop that Lindsay has go through Revolution Group to see what's on there. What's it being used for? It comes back to that is being used for streaming TV, Luhu,
Hulu,
all the different things.
TV. Yeah,
what does that mean? If I was to take a chainsaw from the road department because I have a limb that came down in my yard and I need to get it, just cut it up and set it at the street, bring the chainsaw back, did it for 15 minutes, no big deal. I could be removed from office. You can't use your office to benefit. You cannot use equipment from the township. By doing this, you're opening up an opportunity when you're using on an unsecure site, you're taking a laptop and streaming on it, you bring it back to this place and you log in on it. You potentially are opening it up to malware. We've all seen what happened with the city of Columbus. Some people think of malware, your computer crashes. Most issues that we have in this area someone's not going to want to be seen. They can infiltrate. They can get all of our employees' information. Mm-hmm. Never know they're there. They don't. It's not the virus of the old days just to shut you down, to be able to shut you down or to hold you ransom. If they can get in, get out, and be able to get what they want, that's going to affect all of us. Mr. Mazur then decided to take us one step further and say, what's going on with the desktop? She was here today, but she's not here now. No idea why. She was interviewed by the Sheriff's Department. The interview, when she came back, she immediately called the Revolution Group. At the time, she did have credentials to do this. She asked that her computer in her office be scrubbed of everything. Mr. Mazur was able to get word of it, get a hold of them, and say, stop. Recover what you've been able to scrub so we can see what was going on with this computer. I have to explain to you what this computer is. This computer is given to the fiscal department by the state of Ohio and can only be used by the fiscal officer for something called UAN. That's what handles all of our pay, our delicate our information. You log in on that computer, you log out of that computer. The laptop in question that had been used at home has been used to log in to UAN. You're not to log in to UAN on an unsecure site. The reason the state gives you a laptop or a computer to use is to keep secure. Every township in the state of Ohio uses the exact same software, the same, it's their computer. They issue it to every township. When they update it, they update it, they take it, it's their equipment. Our assistant fiscal officer is not here today. She's been harassed, she's been bullied. She has made feel that this is your fault for checks coming up missing. This is unacceptable to have an environment that any employee in Franklin Township be bullied, be afraid to come to work, to feel inadequate. The board has sat here and said what a wonderful job she's done and that she is the mechanism that kept the wheel going through five fiscal officers, that she alone has stayed in there quietly as a mouse and did the work that is necessary. Everybody can only take so much. So she's taken today as a day to just clear her head. The board recognizes that she's the one that has caught these mistakes. It was reported to us by her boss. But if it wasn't for Robin Watkins alone, single-handedly, diligently, going through the progressive pay and looking at each check that went out that day that we signed and making sure that it clears, making sure that they catch everything, we would be in a world of trouble. So some time ago, a couple weeks ago, I made a statement that I hate that I had to sign off on the budget, the potential budget that we have to do every year on a certain date. I had no say. Either I sign it and pass it, then make the corrections, or the township is going to suffer greatly. Come to find out after it was turned in, we had Jeff Wilczek is our CPA. He comes in, he's a paid. We've made numerous attempts for Lindsay to work with him. She cannot work with him or wish not to. He's here on the dot, 7 o'clock in the morning. She says she can't be here at this. She set up other dates that she would meet with him, never shows up for training. She does not know how to do the job. Mr. Blevins was nice enough to say, okay, we're going to do this on the budget. Can you be here Monday at 9 o'clock? Yes, I can. Jeff, you'll be here at 9. Look at the budget. We got to have this in the very next. We're down to 12 hours of having this budget in. Yes. She shows up at 9:30. Not even a courtesy call to say, I'm running late. I tripped over the dog. The cat got out. Whatever excuse you want to use.
Sir, I did get a text.
I apologize.
No, you did. I want to be fair here. I did receive a text that said, I'll be there by 9:30.
Okay.
I just want this to be...
I didn't realize that.
I didn't share it with you.
I'm letting you know
for the first time.
So okay.
Go ahead.
Speak up just a moment, a little bit. There.
Yes, sir. I did receive a text from her that morning. I was in Steve's office at about 5 minutes after 9. I got a text that said that she was running behind and she would be here at 9:30. So I just wanted to be fair to everybody. John didn't know that. But before we misrepresent something today, I would rather just stop him there. It's not for an embarrassment on John's part. He's doing a great job here explaining a tough situation. But that I wanted it to be fair to John because I don't want someone to come back later and say that she did. And I would have to say that she did. So I'd rather just set it straight right now. So go ahead, sir.
Sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I'm glad you did.
Yes.
So to be transparent, I don't want to accuse someone of something that is not true. So I retract that statement. So the budget was done with the help of Mr. Wilczek's. All that needed to be is sent to the trustees. We would sign it. We would send it in. Mr. Blevins happened to catch some mistakes, big mistakes. Matter of fact, we published it. And people called and said, you're telling me that you want to tell me how much that was? I don't have it.
We were going to do a $6 million building?
Yes, a $6 million building. My first question is, how does the monies, if you have $6 million and it filters in your budget and it and the totals come out, where did you shift to $6 million to build that building? There was another one that I had questions about. I can't recall exactly what it was, and I shared it with Steve, and he's like, oh, this has already been sent in. And we had no recourse. By sending this in, there's certain things you're allowed to change and tweak. We got an extension from the state in order to be able to be late. There's no reason when we sit here to do the work of the people to be late. There is zero reason to be late on a budget. If we had a hurricane or the building burn up, something beyond control that we're working out of a modular, we're trying to get ourselves back on our feet, yes. But when you do the work of the people, you need to be here. She asked for the job. She ran for the job. She was voted for the job. She answers to the people of Franklin Township. So in this budget, we found out that the road department numbers were off, which is going to calculate to hurt the township by $168,000 in their road paving fund. This isn't money that is coming from the taxpayers' dollars. This is monies that the federal government ensures that we can have, but we just have to fill out the work, the paperwork. So what does that mean to the people of Franklin Township? What that means is $168,000 of paving could be a whole street in your community that's not going to be paved, that's going to be pushed off to next year, and it's going to have a ripple effect for years to come. The issues with her coming in a couple hours here and there, she is an elected official. Elected official, her salary is approximately $33,000 a year plus benefits. She's paid more than the trustees because the expectations of the job takes more hours to do. But to have a negligent as well as an absentee person as your fiscal officer is unacceptable. I am asking publicly for her resignation immediately. This township can't afford her. We can't afford any more mistakes. We can't afford the good people working here being in a hostile work environment. That cannot happen here. So the board's going to need to take some actions, and one of the actions that I deem necessary is that she is not allowed on the premise here at all. Other alter places for her to work will be made for her, but this location here she cannot step foot on or in this building. Where does this go from here? In the past, I've been through this. There's going to I think there might be, I wish Brenda was here.
I'm here.
Oh, there, I apologize. I don't want to call you out. The reason I was saying this and I couldn't see you, if there is a affidavit going around as a resident.
There it is. I mean, this is not an affidavit, but this is how you do it.
If there's an affidavit already, I know that Brenda, you were looking into it. I, as a resident and as a trustee, will sign that immediately, and we will turn it into the state, and she will have her say, given the evidence of where we are with this township. I've worked way too hard for the people of this township to make these kind of mistakes and not even say sorry. The reason that I'm sitting here today to say this, we had an executive meeting, if you recall, the last time you were here. She was to be here today to explain to you, the public, what's going on and come directly from her, as they say, from the horse's mouth. So I don't like throwing people under a bus. I'm just giving you the straight facts as it is. So with that being said, I would like to make a resolution stating that Lindsay Justice will not be permitted in this building at 2193 Frank Road, and will give an alternate location for her to do or fulfill her duties as set forth by the Board of Trustees. If there's no further questions.
I do have a question.
Sir.
I feel like we need to let her have the opportunity to clean out her office. So when we're
absolutely
saying not on the premises, I think we could shut up one of our police officers to let her in. Speak up. I want to give her the opportunity to clean out her office. And if we say she can't come in the premises at all, so do we need to include that in the motion that we're doing, a resolution that we're doing, so that she has the opportunity to come in here and get her things? I think we could use one of our police officers to meet her here at the time. She should get her things, and then she will be escorted out and not be welcomed back here at
2193 Frank Road.
So with that being said, sir, I just wanted to add that in, if you didn't mind.
That would be great. So basically she will not be afforded the to be on township property here, 2193 Frank Road. The board will decide where she can work from. She's allowed to work from home by state statutes. She will be able to collect her stuff that is here with and company of our police department. And she will be able to continue on with her daily duties. The Board of Trustees is not standing in her way to do what her duties are. We are just not going to have her do her duties from this location. We can assign another location, the firehouse, anywhere else. She's allowed to work from home. We do not want to keep her from doing her work, and we just want to be able to, the other employees that work around her, we don't want to lose employees because of a hostile work environment when she does come in. So with that said, we have a motion on the floor. If there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Hearing the second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Lees is excused, and Nicole has assigned a resolution number for that. It's 2024-130.
Sir,
Just a second. So be it noted that the... Just one second.
You can speak up.
I will. So be it noted that the motion, that the resolution carried this day at 12:40 and will take effect immediately. Okay. Yes, sir.
Have you speak up just a little bit?
Okay.
People get hearing.
Okay.
Okay.
So, at this time, instead of just going on after I laid that out, I'm going to open the floor for questions. Brenda?
Okay, so you're asking her to resign. But if she chooses not to resign, what's to say she's even going to do the work before she has her process in court?
There's nothing that the board, you're absolutely right. There's nothing that the board or you or I or Santa Claus can do. If she chooses to do that, it just strengthens the case that we need to have her removed. She has a duty. And when you take the oath, you have a duty to uphold. We're not making it difficult for her to do her duty. Rather, her office is here at the fire station on Sullivan Avenue. It's not going to make a difference.
There's literally just one process to have her removed. You know what it is.
Yep.
And we have to follow that. And so mm-hmm. we have, so to answer your question, if she doesn't give her resignation, we would like her to resign as of the 30th of this month. And we would like, and if she does not, it gives us time to get this all in place, get all the evidence together, and turn it over to the auditors of the state, and then he starts his 30-day process. So, and this is how it has to go. Every way we've researched and looked, this is the process that it is. So I don't know if someone else has another way, I'm open to hear it.
Mr. Blevins, a question for you. You say there is an option to have, if not, could you hear me all right, Mr.
Yeah,
Blake?
Yeah.
Have an option to, if she decides not to take the resignation, is there any, first of all, I guess, the resignation, has that been clarified through the legal counsel?
This is all just coming together today, Ralph.
Okay.
And so we went out and had an executive session.
Okay.
We didn't make any decisions. It's something that was spoke about, and I just brought it up for the first time. Maybe John's has a different opinion about it. That was something that I felt, like I said, we haven't made a decision about that. So mm-hmm. maybe I spoke out of turn.
No, you're
if
fine.
You want to say something different, I felt like, you know, we're at 22nd today or the 23rd, where are we? I don't even know the date.
22nd.
And
my thoughts would be, if you don't mind me speaking, just
sure, the floor is open.
My thoughts would be, number one, she being an elected official, I am not totally familiar, and probably none of us are. I've never run into a situation like this ever. And so I don't know what all the steps are, the legal steps for something like this. And I think it's a situation that could do damage to the township if we don't have ever I dotted and everything in total order the way it should be. And I guess my question would be probably for Mr. Leisure or Leisure.
Mason.
I got
Steve,
you.
For Steve.
I got you, Ralph. I got you.
For Steve, Leisure. Do we feel that we are in really rock solid order to her legal department? You care to expound on that just a little bit?
Certainly. What and there's been a lot of discussion, a lot of thought. with other township administrators, with our legal department. Basically, this is not foreign, what's happening with this fiscal officer. Okay. This is more, there's more animosity and just lack of productivity, unfortunately, with our fiscal officer. What other townships do is, because basically a fiscal officer is a part-time position, they understand their operations are affected.
Okay.
What they do is they take a lot of work off the out of the guise of the fiscal officer. They set new positions up under the administration. All the fiscal stuff is done, instead of under the scrutiny of the fiscal officer, it is done under the side of the administration.
Okay.
So the train just keeps rolling.
Uh-huh. And we're going to do that today.
And in this case, what we have is a fiscal officer who is inhibiting the work of the people. So we take somebody like Robin, who's not here today,
correct,
because of the, what I understand, the hostile work environment. We eliminate that hostile work environment.
Right.
She works in an atmosphere now where she can serve the people. And at the same time, that allows us to cross-train. So, for example, if Robin's unable to do payroll 1 week, you know, there's no reason that somebody like Nicole can't say, hey, I can do that. You're sick today, I can do payroll. I can help you with accounts payables and accounts receivable. I can help with Bureau of Workman's Comp and insurance issues. Now you have a lady who she can't do her job. And then if it comes down to where the fiscal officer is responsible for bank reconciliations and budgets and signing certain documents, if we get to the point that that's not happening, then we're able to do that from the administrative side. But there's no reason that you folks have to put up with the operations of this township not flowing.
Right.
And one simple note, me personally, I can't have vendors not getting paid, because that affects the township. And that's what's happening today.
Yes.
So the plan is you just take the backbone of the township, you move it under the administrator's role, and as I said earlier, and the train keeps rolling, and we're not getting bogged down.
We're simply going to move the money that was going to this side of the room, not costing the taxpayers any more money, is going to now fall under Steve's guidance on this side of the room. Robin will now be working underneath Steve
right.
Mazur. It's okay. Not costing the taxpayers any
no.
more money. We're not adding more staff. Okay. We're just moving this position, and she will now, effectively today, if this goes through, she will be working for Mr. Mazur.
Okay.
So if you remember, and I'll get right mm-hmm. to you, Cindy, if you remember, we, several years ago, when I found out vendors wasn't being paid,
yeah.
and the phones were shut off at the fire department because of lack of payment.
Yeah.
I got an affidavit and went around, I got all the signatures required, I personally took it to the state. The state is in here now because of that, doing the audits and getting things cleaned up. When they came in, it was worse than we realized. So I do understand the process. I've been through it, and I see a need for that, because we can't afford this.
We can't really afford all the money we've been paying again.
Right. So I'm gonna move on to Cindy now.
My thoughts are, you know, you're indicating that you may propose another location for the fiscal officer to work from. But it appears from the conversation you've had or told us about that our equipment has been compromised with her using it. How is it that if she has moved to a different location, will that person be supervised and are records made that they can't be compromised?
I cannot guarantee you that. No one can. She's an elected official. We cannot scrutinize her. The only people that can scrutinize her is the public.
Oh, well, I'm on that.
I'm on.
Okay.
I've done that job. I know it.
Yes, Brenda.
So is it suspected that she has stolen money with these checks? Possible that she has been the one that forged these checks? And the reason I'm asking is because recently she has hired a very high-profile attorney and has had all of her criminal record expunged. And that's just as if within the last 2 weeks. So is it possible that she has forged these checks and she has used that money to go on vacation and to have her record expunged and all of that?
I can't, as an elected official, I can't comment and say that's what I think or my opinion.
I mean, is that a possibility?
Well, I don't know. Anything is possible in today's world. But I can tell you that the Sheriff Department is investigating this. And she has been interviewed, from my understanding, but I don't know any more than that. I mean, anything is possible that anyone can do nowadays. So I can't say yes, she did, or no, she did not. But I can tell you that I'm asking for every rock to be turned over and looked at.
And if it is, and if she has stolen from the township, will she be arrested again?
Yes. Under the law, they would definitely do that. I know that our own officers arrested her once for the issues that she has, and then she was very upset that that happened, but that had nothing to do with us. That's her on her own issues that she was arrested. So it has nothing to do with the board or this, but I would, you know, I guess she would know how the process works.
If I could just interject a little something up right, so maybe make you feel better, and certainly me too. I can really assure you that if the state of Ohio, the state auditors, everything is being watched so tightly now from the same standpoint.
Okay. That
the likelihood of any wrongdoing going unchecked by any of us, or you know, me, even me going back to my tenure here, or anything happen on my watch, you know, I'm subject to be called in for the interviews and this, that, and the other, and so forth. So, having said all that, these guys here, I think it sounds like that you're following exactly what you need to follow.
So, to your point, Ralph, if I could,
yes,
to your point, is everyone knows that we're under audits from the state right now, from 17, 18, 19, and 20. And when they came back and gave reports, some of the things they were highly critical on was proper oversight of the township to the trustees. And we, as a new board, are making sure that we are doing our proper oversight. And that's what we're doing here today. So I think that speaks on what you're saying, Ralph. The auditor said to us that in the past, the trustees may have lacked in proper oversight, and so that's why it was important to me and John too, and I'm sure James, he just is out today, that we're doing our due diligence, and we've learned our lesson from the audit, and we're doing the proper oversight. And so I hope that answers the questions, and we need to try to get this last bit of business taken care of on moving this position, and then we can try to get back to the agenda. Does that work for you, sir?
Yes. So I'm closing the floor now, and we're going to move on.
Let me just make one other quick statement here, just for a second. I can assure you that they will leave no stone unturned. I know that their dissatisfaction with things, and I think that you need, or we as a township need to listen to these gentlemen. It sounds like they've really done the work, been through all this thing. I haven't sat through all these meetings, or I don't think you, I know you haven't, because we are allowed to.
Right.
not being, you know, on the board or that kind of thing. But it sounds like to me they've handled all the work that they should have. Now, the big thing is there comes problems, issues there, this situation with expungements and things like that. I'm sure all that's going to be looked into, and all, so it's going to be a pretty good process. Now, the problem that I have is an ongoing thing, and I don't think, given the information that I know, it's a tough situation just to take out an elected official. Everything has to be decided on there and go through the channels. So
we're going to have to get moving on.
Yeah, I'll finish, John. Just so you're satisfied, I think, with the move that they've made, I feel comfortable with it, I guess. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So the floor is now closed. Mr. Mazur, do you have a resolution for us?
I do. It's resolution 2024-130. It's a resolution restricting access to township administrative offices located at 2193 Frank Road, specifically for Lindsay Justice. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, has adopted a resolution restricting all access to 2193 Frank Road for the current fiscal officer, Lindsay Justice. The board has considered all facts and finds that it is in the best interest of the staff and the township that Lindsay Justice no longer be permitted to enter the building for any reason without prior approval from the majority of the board. She is permitted to retrieve her personal belongings from her office at a future date and time agreeable to the administrator and or police department. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of the board concerning and relating this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in an open meeting to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including 121.2 of the Ohio Revised Code.
With that being said, if there's no further questions, I would ask to adopt this and remove the current statement of this same resolution.
I'll second it.
With that, if I can have a roll call when you're ready, sir.
Mr. Leisure's excused. Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay. While we're on this same subject, do you have a resolution for moving staff members as far as taking the control to the administration?
I do. I do not. But let me speak with Nicole and see if she can have that ready.
And we get to that
at the latter part of the meeting?
Yes, that would be great. So, moving on, and 50 minutes later, I'm only under old business. Old business, shakers. Sir, what do we have on that? And I did read the information. I do see the representative for Shakers here.
If Mr. Wood is here to give the board an update,
okay,
that would be great.
Podium, sirs, if you'd like.
Sure. May I have a copy of that?
Absolutely. You can have mine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That might be in a camera view.
There's a camera.
No. Talking to him, sir. Go ahead.
You're fine. As the officer where he was standing.
Sorry.
You're aware these meetings are televised, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, I have good news. In the last 2 weeks, we have entered into negotiations with an investor on this. And, you know, until you sign on the dotted line, you don't know where you're going, but we're we're very hopeful. And in the same spirit as your statement when you started out today, in full disclosure, I've tried to keep our family business, personal business, out of the community view. But in light of today's meeting and all the former statements that have been made, I am going to disclose as well. We have our family has a personal relationship with the fiscal officer. She is the mother of two of Susan's grandchildren. Okay? You probably already know that?
I'm aware of it.
Okay. So you would be the only ones that don't. Because it's come back to me through the community. Everybody's aware of it. This office is aware of it. I am aware of this township being made aware of the fiscal officer not to hire her by two different people. Okay. And
I'm going to stop you right here because it's disingenuous. This is very disingenuous. We're not going to talk about the fiscal officer here. I will tell you that I did not know that she's, and it has no bearing on this.
Well,
it does,
because it's under the umbrella.
Sir, if you're going to speak, you're going to speak on this and not relationships, not what you think, what you know, anything to do with Lindsay Justice.
Well,
her
daughter and son are our grandchildren. Their picture is on my desk.
Okay, so be it. We're here today to talk about Shakers only.
Well, I am talking about Shakers and the problems that I feel that is causing our family. Okay, so I just want to put that out in full disclosure. Okay. I have not mentioned it from day one, but the day I came in here, I was quaking in my boots because of this situation with the fiscal officer, okay? Our family has had a 40-year relationship with this community, and we still continue to try to do that. Even though we don't feel as though we are getting any cooperation from this, I have yet to hear from Bill Toole. You promised me 2 weeks ago that he would call me, and that has not happened. And I can't get past far enough with the builders and the quotes because I need his input to tell us what needs done.
Can I stop?
Yes, sir.
I don't recall anybody telling you that Bill Toole would contact you. I guess my question is, so you want the services of Bill Toole. Do you want to hire Bill Toole, or do you want Bill Toole to represent the township to inspect your building?
We want Bill Toole as the building inspector to work with us so we are doing what's needed, so we're not in a confrontational aspect, but a unified aspect.
I understand.
And I'm trying to do things as cooperation. I've been trying to build bridges rather than tear them apart. And you and I had a bad moment 2 weeks ago, and for that, I will apologize to you personally.
No, we're fine.
For this community.
We're fine. So let me ask you. You got Bill Toole's report.
And I have not read it.
And granted, it's taken Bill 3, 4, 5 weeks to get you this report. What did Bill Toole say in his report?
I haven't had the opportunity to read
it. I'll tell you what it says. Tear it down. So the only point I'm going to make is, you as a business owner, I'm going to say a prudent business owner.
Very prudent.
You had a fire in September 23. You got your insurance money. Did you ever bother to have, if I'm a businessman, I got an engineer, architect coming out to look at my building so I can rebuild as soon as possible. So now you're coming and telling us, you're waiting on Bill Toole since September of 23 to tell you what to do with your burned down building.
No, that's not what I'm telling you.
Well, that's what I'm hearing.
That's not what I said, though.
Well, you said
Steve,
you...
I don't want an adversarial.
No. This isn't adversarial. I want facts. So you said that the township promised to have Bill Toole call you 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I can't imagine any representative from the township that would have told you Bill Toole is going to call you to inspect your building.
Then let's pull out 2 weeks ago's tape and listen to it.
I'll have Nicole do that.
Okay, and I could have misheard what was said.
No, but you told me what I needed to know.
But I asked, and I thought that's what I was going to receive.
Is this similar to understanding you needed a demo permit?
I found that out on my own.
Because last time you were here, you said you didn't know you needed a demo permit.
No. I had found that out before I came here, and so last week I did not say that. I said I knew that because the week before I had been told. I knew that a demo permit had to be pulled to demolish the place.
And this was two weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, but I had come in here, forgive me about dates.
No, that's fine.
But maybe 4 weeks ago, and asked about building permits, and then that's when I got, I think Bill Toole, it may have been 6 weeks now.
Okay.
Mr. Mazur.
Sure.
And to get that, and I'm thinking I need two permits just to do the roof, one for the roofing and one for the rafters and so forth.
Okay.
Okay, and so I'm trying to do it the right way. I'm not trying to take any shortcuts whatsoever. But I want to make sure that I'm not going off here.
Right.
When this, you know, when the township thinks I should be over here, I want to be lock and step. If whatever sure. footprints are, I want to walk in them.
Very good.
And be in that light. And so I'm not complaining. I'm asking for help. And so that's where I'm at on this. You know,
since James is not here today anyway, and Ron, since he hasn't had a chance to read the report, can we give him till the next meeting, which is 2 weeks? He can read that report, and then we can revisit this. Or are you going to react? Are you going to move forward on this today without James? I know earlier yeah. you said you like to do things with the full board here. So what do you want to do?
Being what it is, that we got the same information. It was served. He's got it coming in the mail, and et cetera. I feel it would be disingenuous to all parties involved that if we was to say we're going to hold it up. I know that Jim Leeser definitely said that he was on board with the letter and et cetera. So I feel that we go as status quo.
Okay. I have a question. No, what if you don't have a majority positive vote to do this?
Then it doesn't happen. We have a. I won't
what
know if
we only have two voters?
Then the two votes stand.
And what if they're opposing?
If one says no, one says yes, then obviously it's not going to go. But
okay,
that's
there's,
the
not, there's
okay.
not an override.
Stop.
No. Yeah.
Stop.
I'm asking questions.
Yeah, and I'm asking you to stop. So at this point, we need to go to a vote, or we just go with this as...
Before we do, gentlemen, he has his report from Bill Toole. And Bill Toole is stating that the building needs demolished. There's a backstory to this. Julie and I are working, Julie, our attorney, we're working diligently with the insurance company that recommends Mr. or represents Mr. Wood, or his company or owners.
Let me correct that statement.
No, excuse me.
Don't interrupt when you're speaking.
I apologize, then.
We are trying to work with the insurance company so the taxpayers are not on the hook for the $35,000 that it would take to demolish the building. Question for you, yes or no? Did you get your money from the insurance company?
Yes, we did.
How did the township impede that? You came in here and you said that I was holding it up because I went to the Department of Insurance, as the law states a township can, to ask for funds to cover the cost of demolition. But you got your insurance money. Yes. Okay. Where we are today that I really don't want the township to make a commitment is, we're not going to invest these folks $35,000 to tear that building down when Mr. Wood has the funds.
Correct.
We're going to work with our legal counsel to make sure the township is made whole when we demolish that building.
Okay.
So I have no qualms. My advice to you is to wait.
Okay.
And let Julie and I continue to work in the background and get the $35,000 to tear that building down.
Okay.
My recommendation is, you trustees, we've talked in the past, it has to be torn down. Mr. Toole's recommendation is it has to be torn down. Do you have contracts for any of the roof and
I am trying to do that, and I've talked to five different vendors, and the consensus is that they need to know what trusses need to be replaced to put that roof on. And so one vendor saying you need to do this many trusses, another one saying to do this, and we don't know. And I think the best way to know is to ask my township, you know, what the building.
Township's not going to help you. You need an engineer.
Yep.
You can bring a roofer in, or you can bring any type of general contractor in. Unless they know what to do, they're not going to do anything.
But the point is, we don't want it to be failed because we're not lined up with them. We'd like to have the conversation and bring everybody into consensus before we make the move.
I think you're misunderstanding. The Board of Trustees have nothing to do with building.
No.
We have nothing to do with that. Basically, what you do is you get a building permit and you turn in your plans by an engineer, not by the township, not by Mr. Tools. You do your own homework, and you turn the homework in. If the homework is wrong, it will be sent back to you to go back to your engineer to make it right. So this board only is voting on something that is an eyesore in the township that is, I won't even go into everything it is. So our job is to vote yay or nay on this. We have given you time. From the get-go, we gave you an exit time and etc. This board, in my opinion, I am listening to the recommendations of our administrator because he's the person that works on this every day. My job today as vice chairman and running this meeting is to determine what is going to be voted on. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to look at my administrator and say, where do we move from here? Do we have a resolution to move forward? Do we wait to let legal look at it? So that's where I'm at in my position and how I have to operate with Franklin Township.
And I appreciate that, and thank you. May I go back and correct two statements?
I wouldn't even, no. Just leave them where they are. That's fine. So, Mr. Mazur,
yes, sir.
At this point, what is the desire of the township?
Well, again, as I spoke earlier, you can pass this resolution, and you have the flexibility that you can extend it, you can table it, you can bring it back for a later date, which will give Mr. Wood more time to find a resolution to his building. my recommendation would be that we get it resolved who is paying for the demolition of the building. I would pass a resolution today. Like I said, it can be extended, amended, what have you. At least you're on record. You're letting Mr. Wood know the building's coming down.
So do you have that resolution?
I do. But I just think that the ample time's been given since September
23.
And
I gave him.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Okay.
If not, I'll get another copy from Nicole. Okay. Yeah, it's attached with the Bill Tool's report. Yes, I have resolution 2024-129. It's a resolution setting hearing and providing notice concerning an unsafe structure at 385 Georgesville Road, also known as 415 Georgesville Road, Shakers in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, to be structurally defective and unsafe. Whereas pursuant to the ORC, Section 505.86, the Board of Trustees is authorized to remove, repair, or secure structurally defective and unsafe buildings if corrective measures are not taken within 30 days after notice to the property owners and lien holders of record. And whereas in connection with proceedings pursuant to 505.86 of the ORC, the Board must also hold a due process hearing so that the property owners and lien holders may be heard. And whereas it is in the best interest of the township and its residents to proceed under the ORC 505.86 in order to correct the structurally defective and unsafe condition of the property. Now, therefore, the resolution. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the following resolution be and is hereby adopted. Be it resolved that the Board hereby orders the following actions in connection with certain buildings located at 385 Georgesville Road, also known as 415 Georgesville Road, Shakers, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, parcel 140-007336-00. Section 1 is provided in the Ohio Revised Code 505.86. The Board directs the Township Administrator to obtain a title search of the property and to notify the record owners and all lien holders of the property that the building thereon has been found to be structurally defective and unsafe by the Franklin Township Fire Department, and that the building must be removed, repaired, or secured to the satisfaction of the Board, or arrangements made to remove, repair, or secure the building within 30 days from the receipt of the notice. The Board shall hold a hearing on September 19th, 2024, at the Franklin Township Hall located at 2193 Frank Road, Columbus, Ohio, to allow the owners and lien holders to be heard and to determine whether or not the Board shall remove, repair, or secure the building if the building is not removed, repaired, or secured, or arrangements made for such work before the set time for the hearing. The Administrator is authorized and directed to notify the owners and lien holders of the date, time, place, and purpose of this hearing. If after the hearing the Board determines that it shall remove, repair, or secure the building, all expenses incurred in such work shall be paid out of the unappropriated monies in the Township's general fund, and all such costs and expenses shall be reported to the Franklin County Auditor for entry upon the tax duplicate as a lien upon the property, and for the collection and reimbursement to the Township's general fund as provided in Section 505.86. The resolution shall take effect and be enforced from and after the date of enactment August 22nd, 2024.
So with that being said, if there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second it.
With hearing a second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yep.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser is excused.
So now what has taken place is we did our job. You heard what it said. You heard the time you have. You have an opportunity to come in. It's now out of the board's hands. It should never be in the board's hands. What we do is vote what's best interest of the township. My recommendation to you is get yourself an engineer, get a plan, and if you come back and you have an appeal process, but be advised, we're going to follow that letter to the law, $500 a day that sits there. Okay?
I appreciate your time. I got three questions just like you asked me, and I'm going to apologize for asking them in advance, and it's a yes or no that I want to it. Mr. Fleshman, do you have a conflict of interest with us?
You tell me, do I?
I'm asking the question. It's a yes
I don't
or no.
Even know who you are.
Do you have a conflict of interest with Georgesville Inc. and this family?
I have no idea who your family is and et cetera.
I'm asking.
I thank you for your question. Is there another one?
There's two more.
Okay.
That's the first
sir, I have to stop or I'm going to have you removed. Thank you for your questions. Is
Mr.
there another?
Mr. Evans, sure. Do you have a conflict of interest with Georgesville Inc. and our family?
Here's
no, it's okay. I
apologize for asking.
So here's the thing. What he's trying to do is set up that, you know, later on that he said X, Y, Z, he said no, and then he's a gotcha moment. To best of my knowledge, I never met the man before until he came here. I've never stepped foot in that place. So for him to ask us these questions on the record, I don't feel comfortable answering unless our legal's here. Would our legal say answer that? And I would advise you to think about that before you answer.
Okay, and I'll take your advisement, and I won't answer.
And I think that's good advisement. And I apologize to both of you for asking it because you didn't deserve it. Okay.
So then why would you ask it if we didn't deserve it?
Because we don't have the whole board here.
Thank you. Moving on.
Back on the 19th, sir, so that's even more time. I wanted to kick it down 2 weeks is what I was talking about. When we read this, you get more time. You're meeting with an investor. Let's get to a resolution
to this. I'm the guy that went out on the limb for you.
I appreciate that.
So we need to conduct business now and everything, so I hope you understand.
I do understand, and I appreciate you from all of it. Mr. Fleshman, I have no...
Without me having my legal here, I'm not going to answer questions when you ask a serious question and you ask me in the manner that you ask me, without me having my legal department here, I'm not going to answer yes, I'm not going to answer no.
And I tried at the beginning to lay out full disclosure here also, and I was shut down on this.
Absolutely, because it has nothing to do with this case.
And so we
are finished, sir.
Please take your seat, or you're more than welcome to leave.
We are done.
I have a letter I'd like to read in follow-up.
Okay, sure. Floor is yours, sir.
This letter is dated August 14, 2024. This letter serves to express interest at the property at 385 Georgesville Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43228. Shakers Public Health has had ongoing discussions with the trustees of said property. All parties receiving this letter are well aware of the total loss fire that took place in September of 2023. Fire impacted each party in different ways and dynamic ways. The intent of this letter is to share with the trustees, to come to an agreement, to share with town officials, to show interest in common ground, and to resolve this matter for all expeditiously. As the business which occupied the space, our worlds were rocked. The week of the fire was the three-year anniversary of offering Shakers to the West Side. As locals ourselves, we had to work tirelessly through COVID, legal battles, poor business deals, and fighting against what the West Side thought was a loss of their nostalgia. Instead, we made connections, improved relationships with town officials, local schools, neighbor children, and rebranded the location that had many negative connotations in the past. We offered a safe space for all to feel welcome, to eat great food, to feel they could relax after work. Regardless of race, sex, financial status, a guest could enjoy their time at Shakers. Brought this environment where there once was a vacancy. We were very intentional on our mission at Shakers Public House to be a positive addition to the community, and we believe we exceeded expectations. Fire was heartbreaking, bank breaking, and provided many other great life and business lessons. None of this vision was lost because the physical building was in such ill repair. Our passions remain to be involved in the community, fill a void of great food, and a positive social environment. Shakers Public House would like to purchase the property at 385 Georgesville Road with the affiliated liquor license. It has become clear that the local officials are seeking a safer remedy of this space with either a demolition and cleanup of the lot or a rebuild of the property. It has also become clear that there are not interested parties who find value in rebuilding an outdated, burned-out building at the price upwards over $1 million. Wow. Even with the price tag of repair, there remains a concern of living in parking, surrounding local businesses who do not hold the same community values and therefore inability to recoup the cost of rebuild. Any other tenant would have left immediately, washed their hands of it. Our connections to what was poured into the space in the neighborhood kept us alert to the area. For months after the fire, we had staff who would stay in the lot, watch over and protect the space because they were too connected to it. Initially, our out-of-pocket expense, and then out of their own desire when we could no longer pay them. We have maintained lawn, trash pickup, running vagrants off, those engaging in illicit drugs, squatting, and trespassing. Maintained the liquor license to ensure it would not be returned to the state and could stay in the township. We continued dialogue with the trustees throughout their insurance process to be sure they knew of the valuable improvements in the building as they inherited the property after all these changes were made. Throughout one of the hardest experiences of our lives, both as individuals and business owners, we stayed the course. This letter today serves today more than anything as a reminder of what Shakers is and was all about. Coming up on almost a year of clerical, political, paper-pushing messes, we need to share our voice again. With the purchase of this property and liquor license, Shaker can continue to seek out more suitable physical space within Franklin Township to carry out the community's efforts. While more accessible buildings become available, while Western Mall area rebuilds, Shaker can join the discussion to transfer the license and rebuild a beloved local business which we feel is an asset to the area. As property owners living so near the space, we can continue to ensure that 385 does not become a local dumping ground and overgrown field. We know this space has been valuable to the community for a long time. For some time, there was a cloud overhead where 385 was not a safe place. We wish to remove some of this emotional attachment to a specific building that no longer serves the purpose we all wish it could. We ask that you allow us the opportunity to purchase this space, this license, to carry out positively in this community. Thank you for your consideration, time, and discussion that has been poured into this matter over the past year. And that's from Ms. Caitlin Campbell of Shaker Public Health. She just asked, she sent this to me, and she just asked that I read it into the record.
Okay, so moved that that's into the note that that's been read in today's public read record.
Mr. Fleshman, yikes. No. Expound on, please. I'm asking.
Let me ask you this. Is there any more on this, Mr. Mazur?
No, sir, we're good.
I have some positive words to say on.
We're done with that, sir.
Well,
thank you. You
may
be seated.
They also bought in that sir? Truck for over
sir.
There. And
first warning.
And
second warning.
They are trying to get everything going with it.
Show him through the door, please. Sure.
Yeah.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you squelching my voice.
New business?
Yes, but to the public, everyone has a chance to speak. Never want to cut off a person's right to free speech. But what we don't put up with is when you try to give a person an inch and they want to continue to take a mile. As everyone witnessed in here, how much time we spent on that, there's never an ending if it's not in favor for said person. So I don't take it lightly if we have to have someone removed. Doing this doesn't mean that you go to jail. It's just asked at your time, and then you're to go. So with that being said, we're moving forward. And thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. So moving forward, Patty, it's been almost an hour and a half. So you are up.
And wow, what two acts I have to follow today.
Yeah. Wow. Let me gavel you down, too.
Oh, my goodness. Happy Thursday, I think. I have some information, of course. First off, I have the Columbus Public Health is offering low-cost or no-cost vaccinations for children and uninsured adults at the Westgate Community Center on the third Thursday of each month from 1 to 4 p.m. And I have information for anybody who needs it, knows anybody who needs it, that they can contact. Mary Haven is currently has walk-in admissions available effective for detox and triage services. And I have a phone number for that if anybody is in need of that or knows anybody in need of that. As you all know and we've heard here, the city of Columbus was hacked. And they are just now beginning to get up to speed, back up to speed with everything. In the beginning, they had offered Experian to their employees. They have since sent out an email that is offering free Experian credit monitoring to all residents. And this is anyone who has had any interaction with the city. That doesn't mean just going into the city council offices and having things swiped. It's any interaction. So I'm sort of guessing, you know, if you have a city water bill, if you pay your city taxes, if and your information was on that, you can apply for free Experian. And it's good for 2 years. So I have information for that if anybody needs it. CODA, they are offering a service for COAA/plus that lets you request affordable on-demand rides from point A to point B on the south side service area. So if anybody goes in that area that needs this, I have information for that. It's $3 a ride. And children, students, and seniors ride for free. Huh. So if you're ever on that side of the town.
What is considered senior? What age?
Probably 65.
Okay.
That's most
of us. Steve, you get the ticket before I do.
That's where most of us get is a 65. Although AARP starts it at 59. I know. And I only know this because I got my AARP back then and I was like, but I'm not 60 yet.
What area was that?
Huh?
What area was it?
South side.
Okay. Well, I may just walk over there and ride back free.
There you go. We also have an opportunity. There's several events in August, the 26th, the 28th, and the 29th at different centers that you can join the Buck Bike Plus team. And go to one of the open houses and you can share your thoughts on the Bike Plus planning process. So
So I'm not sure what all that is entailing. I don't have a whole lot of information from my liaison for it, but I have the dates and the places where this open house will be that you can go to. One is the closest here would be Southwest Gate. I also have the American Legion Post, the VA Central Ohio Health Care System is having a third annual VA Fall Festival Saturday, September 14th, and I have information on a flyer for that if anybody wants to go and have a good day. And the last thing I have, which I'm sure the officers here all probably know about, is Saturday, September 14th, is the City of Columbus Community Gun Buyback Program that you can drop off your stuff if you want to.
In today's world, you're giving up your guns?
Huh?
Yeah, I don't think so.
In today's world.
What's the address on that?
I don't know. I will give this to you so
okay.
You can share it with anybody.
Sure.
And I also have, from one of my neighbors, there is a problem at 2238 Harrisburg Pike.
Okay.
It's a home. I looked it up on the auditor's website, and they pay taxes to the township.
Okay.
Because I first thought it was ours.
And what's the problem with it?
Rats.
Okay.
So I have she emailed me all this information.
Okay, and we'll take
sharing it with you.
Sure, sure.
And let you take it from there if you could, whatever
yep.
you decide to
this
do.
This is the only way that we know is when someone brings it to us because
absolutely.
we don't have GPS on the rats.
Yeah, I got it. So just, you know, if you go move forward with it or find out anything with it, if you guys could contact me.
Okay.
I can forward the information, or if you need her actual email, I can give
if you write
to
it on there.
Do you have it?
I don't
Patty?
Have it with me.
Okay, if you just let us know.
Okay.
And if Nicole can follow up with that, that would be great.
Yeah, they may be renovating that building, that home, into
okay.
something more than a
rat
home.
Rat free.
And there's a lot of debris and construction, I guess, that's been into the backyard that abuts her backyard.
Okay.
And that's, so she reached out to me.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Well, thank you very much. Moving on along, we have
Mr. Foster, can I have just ask for a couple?
Can you ask it as soon as the meeting's over so
yeah.
that we can keep moving because we're already
oh, okay.
well into the meeting?
I'll contact. I'll get
okay.
with you.
Okay. Sheriff's Department. Do we have?
I don't know
where the liaison.
Okay. Not a problem. Jan, can you come up? Jan Lake?
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
It's come to my
can
attention.
Mr. Horn, to
yeah. Mr. Horn, will you come up here, please? Will you come up here?
You
yes.
You come up and I charge you a quarter.
And you come right up here, in this position.
Mr. Major, how many G's?
For
good stuff.
For me?
For
oh,
you come
yeah,
back
we
here
may.
With us.
We may.
If you come back here.
Back here they want to
oh,
get
yeah.
her mortgage
so,
and never got
so Jan, it has come to our attention that we did not realize, and I'm going to let you hold this, Mr. Horn.
Oh, okay, sure.
We want to go back in time if we can. If you would present this, last year Jan had the award
oh,
for the
okay.
Juanita Kaufman Award.
Okay, sure.
So we would like to present to you, if you would,
sure,
a token of appreciation from the Board of Trustees, a something that you can look at that reads, Jan, I got to put my little specs
I'll
on.
Put mine on too.
Jan Lake, 2023, Juanita Kaufman Award reciprocant. So I want to thank you again for all the work you do.
Oh,
and we would like to present this to you.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mr.
Yeah,
Horn.
Yeah, thank you, Jan.
You're welcome. Thank
want
you.
Yourself,
Hmm?
Check?
No, just that. Thank you all.
Yep. Okay, we're going to move on to the police department. Is there anyone here for them? We got the lieutenant out. Anything you want to say?
No.
Okay.
I do have.
Gotcha.
I do have some.
Did you have something?
I have resolutions for them. Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay, that'd be great. Let's stop right there.
First resolution is 2024-124, a resolution approving the hiring of John Warner as a full-time patrol officer for the Franklin Township Police Department. Board of Trustees of Franklin Township met in person regular session at noon on Thursday, August 22nd, 2024. The board agreed that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to hire John Warner as a full-time police officer beginning at Step D, pay rate at $37.46 per hour. Employment date is effective September 8th, 2024. It be resolved that all formal acts of the board concerning and related this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board. In all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that result in such formal action, when a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC, this resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effectively immediately upon its adoption.
So hearing that, I'd ask for a second if there's no questions.
I'll second it.
Here in a second, roll call please.
Mr. Lees was excused. Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay.
One
more resolution regarding the police. It's a resolution authorizing the Board of Trustees for the sale of a police vehicle. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, has adopted a resolution pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.10 authorizing the sale of a surplus police vehicle, a 2017 Ford Explorer, to the Pickaway County Sheriff's Department in the amount of $5,000. And be it further resolved that all formal actions of the board concerning and relating this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, meeting all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So noted. If there's no further questions, may I have a second?
Just a quick one.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
This has came up in the past. Where it says see exhibition A, exhibit A, what is that?
I'm trying to find out, Mike. It's the attachment to show the sale price.
Okay.
To
I'm good then. I just wanted to know. So.
And that being, to the public, it's a car that we no longer can use, due inoperable, et cetera. Another department may have a car that has a better engine and then our body's in better shape. They mirror the two together and then they would have a car.
I just spotted that yesterday when I went through all this. I just wanted to bring it up.
That's I will attach that exhibit
for
you.
I'm good.
So with that being said, if there's no further questions, you second?
Yes, sir.
Here in a second, I'd ask for a roll call, please.
Mr. Lees is excused. Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay.
So is that all we have for the police department?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to the fire department.
I have no
you have no? Okay, thank you. Road department, Mr. Stevens is out, so we don't have anything there. Physical department.
Okay, let me... What do we have?
We will have to do that.
I have that. Okay. Motion to approve payroll reports is written. Be resolved, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves, makes a motion to approve payroll for pay period July 28, 2024 through August 10, 2024 in the gross amount of $193,520.23. ACH direct deposits on August 16, 2024. Electronic vouchers 1379-2024 through 1447-2024. So I have a motion to accept.
If there's no questions on the motion, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Here in a second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Leeds is excused. Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay. The next I have is motion to approve payable, account payables. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves, well, the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from August 9th, 2024 through August 22nd, 2024, in the amount of $43,980.73. From check number 70629 to 70657 and electronic vouchers 1375-2024 through 1450-2024.
Hearing such motions, if there's no further question, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Hearing a second, I'd ask for roll call.
Again, Mr. Lees is excused. Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay. Moving right along, we're back to you, Administrator.
Can I get something?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Can we get a report, Steve, on Clover? Since Robin's been moved over to you, this falls under next week. Can we get whatever paperwork we have to get filled out? We need to get an answer on this Clover thing because those fees are building up.
Robin gave me, she is working on that. She was able, through the resolution that the trustees passed, to basically have the authority to resolve it. So she is in the process of doing that. She gave me some paperwork this morning. I didn't have the chance to go through it, but if you'd like, I'll grab it.
Nope. Okay. Nope. I just want to know that we're working on it.
Yes, she is.
It's the taxpayers' money, and I want to make sure we're doing our job, and I wanted to know. It was represented that was not a fee. It was part of the how much it cost to operate the machine. And I would like an answer, like, were we paying the $26 or $36 as a fee to carry insurance because it wasn't properly handled?
That's my understanding.
And it was at a $10 per month charge on the bounce back check. That's okay. The answer we need to get, John,
absolutely.
Because if we have to pursue
absolutely,
this, we have to get this out.
And
so this had to come up while we were still in fiscal. Now I'm ready to move on.
Okay. So the floor is yours, sir.
I do have a supplemental for you. It's resolution 2024-127, a resolution to provide supplemental appropriation number 10 for the period commencing January 1, 2024 and ending December 31, 2024, whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio during the year ending December 31, 2024. Now therefore it be resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the sum presented in Exhibit A, which is $5,600, hereby attached B, and the same are hereby set aside and appropriated for several purposes for which expenditures are to be made for and during the year ending December 31, 2024. The formal actions of this board concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its compliances that result in such formal actions were a meeting open to the public in compliance with section 12122 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared emergency and shall be enforced and effective immediately upon its adoption. Specifically, what this is to purchase some new radios for the police department.
Okay.
And I'm just seeing if these were if these came out of ARPA funds, but it doesn't look like it.
Okay. I know we just had the Republican Party and then also the Democratic Party convention. I know when it was in Cleveland one year, I can't remember which one, we were able to obtain radios and for, like, they used them for 5 days and then we were able to get them. It would be nice to get some of those again, but That was a different time and era. So with that being said, hearing the resolution, if there's no further question, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Hearing the second, I'd ask for a vote.
Again, Mr. Leeser is excused. Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
We gotta have some resolutions to sign. Okay. Next, John, I have. Resolution 2024-123. Obligations approved by the Township Administrator between August 9, 2024 and August 19, 2024. Board of Trustees authorized the Township Administrator to approve obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the ORC. Pursuant to the provisions of 507.11A of the ORC, the obligations approved incurred by the Township Administrator must be subsequently approved by the adoption of a formal resolution of the Board of Trustees. The obligations incurred by the Township Administrator presented in Exhibit A are hereby approved. There's a formal action to the board concerning the relating to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting in compliance with all legal requirements in Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be in force effective immediately upon its adoption. And again, it's in the amount of $29,939.85 for the period of August 7, 2024 through August 19, 2024.
So moved. Hearing the motion as read, if there's no further questions on it, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Hearing a second, I'd ask for roll call.
Mr. Leeser's excused. Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay. Last one I have is a resolution approving 72 hours of injury leave for Matthew Kidwell. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the Board approves 72 hours of injury leave beginning July 5th through July 17, 2024. For Officer Matt Kidwell, per Article 24 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement, all formal actions of the Board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting and are in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC.
So, sir,
this resolution should be in effect immediately upon its adoption.
Okay, so all statutory responsibilities have been met, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And hearing that, are there any questions? Hearing no questions, may I have a second?
I'll second.
With a second, I'd ask for a roll call when ready.
Okay, again, Mr. Leeser's excused. Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, gentlemen, I have one more, and I think we were going to talk about LifeLock, and I have to apologize. I thought we could get to them by 1:15, but we can't. Apparently we'll have to do this at another meeting.
So my question to you, sir, is, I guess with that, I know we've had this discussion in the whole body of the board, and given with the information that was exposed here today in regards to how our information is being held, would it not be prudent of us to pass something such as LifeLock to secure and show that we are diligent in keeping our personal information just that personal? After we pass a such motion, therefore, then you would be able to move with it where you need to move.
Okay.
I personally have already read the information. I took it home from the last meeting,
uh-huh.
And I've been all through it, and I see you have it loaded up in our packet,
uh-huh.
But I've already read it. I'm well-versed on it, and so I'm good with it.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying that,
sure.
John. Like, I'm all for it, okay, because you had it here on the table. I think it needed to be done the last time. But I like to read things first, so I've been all the way through it. I'm good with it. And
So I was ready to move on it today anyway. So if you want to do what John just said, I'm happy. I'm going to sign
it. And then if we do that, gentlemen, would you like to then have a discussion as to what plan you'd like to offer the employees?
I believe that would be at a further meeting, yes.
Okay.
But at least if we can get the ball rolling, because in light or in lieu of what we found out from the investigation of the laptop, we need to get moving on this.
I agree.
Okay, so if you would read the resolution, if you have it, sir.
I'll be happy to. It's resolution 2024-128, resolution authorizing the purchase of Norton LifeLock Solutions as an employee benefit. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, has adopted a resolution authorizing the Township Administrator to sign an agreement for the purchase of Norton LifeLock Benefit Solutions as an employee-only benefit, providing coverage to each employer for cyber safety with identity theft protections online, and device security. Be it further resolved that all former actions of the board concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with section 121.22 of the ORC. Resolution shall be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved. Any questions on resolution that is on the table?
No, sir.
Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second it.
With that, sir, when you're ready.
Again, Mr. Leeser is excused. Mr. Fleshman?
Absolutely.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
So, Mr. Mazur, if I may, I'm looking at my paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have something to do with this? Do we need to sign that?
No. That's something that I was talking to firefighters the other day, and
okay,
they asked if we could put a letter that the board could approve.
Okay, do we need to approve that today?
No, if read through it, you may want to make some changes.
Okay.
But the firefighters were comfortable with it, so I said I would give it to the trustees, and they can look at it.
Okay.
It's just in support of the fire levy.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else for us?
No, sir.
Yes,
that,
sir.
That's.
Are we going to move on? Did we, and help me out, it's been a long meeting. Did we already move on moving a resolution moving the administration as far as Robin and over?
You know, Nicole.
I thought I handed you something.
She did give me that.
And I want to make sure that we do that so that.
Is it all the way out from here? Facing back?
She did give me. She did give me that. I probably lost it and all that. I'm notorious for that.
That's not it. That's all the paperwork. Well, we're actually, it's less paperwork than what we used to have. So, sir, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the speaker cards.
Please.
If you want to retrieve that, then we'll come back to that if
that
would be good.
We'll get a copy.
Well, we have it right here. Thank you, Nicole.
This one doesn't have a word administrator capitalized, but I want.
Okay.
I'll take care of that, John.
Okay, so I'm going to move on while you guys do that. Mary, I think you're on here to speak, and I'll give you the floor.
Thank you.
Mine seems minor to what's been going on. This was really for Jim. It has to do with the property, the burned-out property at the corner of Brown and Bellmead on the alley side of that property. Somebody's starting to dump trash out there.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, maybe sometime when the guys are in the area, they could check it out.
Yes, absolutely.
But
so again,
I
that's
want somebody to start, you know, a trash pile out there and have rodents and stuff.
Sorry
that's
about
it.
That. No. That was not even 3 minutes. Here I am trying to even.
He's one hand short today. He
yeah.
needs another hand. So.
I got it. I remember the right button. So
we'll get somebody on that, Mary. So you would like the road crew to swing in there for trash and things that have built up to maybe they can get it picked up?
Yeah, somebody's just started. I noticed it a couple, 3 days ago.
And Bellmead and Brown?
Yeah, it's behind the burned out property in the alley side.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's it.
And Brenda.
Okay, well, first of all, you know, I had this nice speech wrote out about exactly what you talked about first thing this morning. I'm not going to read that. You already took care of that. My thing is, you know, I kind of didn't figure she would show up today. Kind of figured Jim wouldn't show up today either. The question is there something there?
We could.
And is that, are they coinciding with one another? One of the things I have is, how can we trust the word of the board? But I mean, you know, you've said that you want to get rid of or start the proceedings, you know, against the fiscal officer for a while now. And I mean, this has been going on for a long time. And, you know, the community has noticed it by watching the YouTube videos, the recordings of, you know, or your meetings. And, you know, does Jim Leeser, does he know that these proceedings are starting against the fiscal officer? And if so, has he provided any feedback as far as, you know, how you guys voted for that resolution earlier?
Or
is he just in the dark?
We'll let her finish. Okay. We'll let her finish, then we'll come back to those.
But, you know, I just want to say, with or without the help of the board, I'm always going to work to save our township.
Amen.
Because we need to be working together with developers, landowners, business owners, to try to save this. Otherwise, within the next 5 years, we're done. And, you know, if we can all work together as a community and the board, we can actually push the city of Columbus and Franklin County Commissioners into doing what we need them to do. Because otherwise, within 5 years, we're done. Okay.
Let's go back to, I'm going to start backwards.
Okay.
Last night I spoke at a historical society. Mm-hmm. There was Senator, how you pronounce his name?
Dobos.
Said he came specifically to hear me speak on the topic. Mm-hmm. They're going to see if I can speak on the Senate floor in regards to crafting. If you can annex into the city, you can annex into the township. Mm-hmm. You know, both ways.
Exactly.
I spoke on explicitly what it means to the township when we lose the property at Trayview and Wilson. Affordable housing. If it's affordable for them, how is it affordable from someone's house at $500,000, now it's worth $250,000 because you've got four-story building 50 feet from your driveway?
Yep.
So all of us are working in different ways. You may not see what I'm doing, but I'm out there every day finding a way to be able to use tools to save this township. I know you are very instrumental and being able to do research, contacting people, and et cetera. But what we shouldn't do is collide because someone doesn't see what the other person's doing or don't fully understand what the other person is doing. The second question, I don't know if I can't speak on Mr. Leeser. I don't know what you spoke to him.
Yeah, no, I haven't because, and I spoke to you gentlemen this morning because I had all my facts. All my ducks in a row. I have not spoken to Jim with everything that has transpired in the last 24 hours. I did get a text from him this morning that he's under the weather. So I don't want to bother with him with that when he's not feeling well. But no, Brenda, I have not given him all. it's just easier for me than to feed these gentlemen bits and pieces, just to give it to them all in one fell swoop.
Shotgun effect.
Yeah. Right. So no, I haven't given Jim anything yet. Okay. Maybe he'll know today. Yeah.
I got a text from Jim saying that he was down too, and I'm not going to say what he was ill. I got a text from Jim this morning too saying he was ill and he wouldn't be here today, and he let me know personally that he wasn't going to be here. As far as what he knows and doesn't know, I have no idea what he knows. I just know what Mr. Leeser shared with us when we got here today.
Well, I was just wondering if all three trustees were on board with the same outcome.
I know in this meeting, obviously, two of us definitely are. I would assume that he would be on board as well, but that's assumption. I can't speak for him, but as I spoke explicitly and straightforward as possible on this matter, I think everyone knows exactly where I stand with this.
It would just appear to me that with something of that magnitude, in my opinion, that all three trustees would probably be in attendance.
I feel confident that James is
and,
going to be.
You know, I was kind of curious about that as well.
So was there? Did we miss anything else? Was there? Yes. Did we hit? What was?
We
did
good?
We got
did
all
we
the? Because I went backwards up trying to remember everything that was said. So Brenda, I do want to commend you and thank you for your diligent work. I've worked with you on other projects. I've seen you at the meetings that I've been to. I attend a lot of meetings outside of here to try to fight for this township and to be able to change things. So, you know, I know you and I have worked together before, and I do commend you because there's a lot that you do that you bring to it that I don't. No one should have, if we both had the same, we're not going to go very far, but each one of us speak on different matters. It gives a shotgun effect that has the most impact. So yes, with the new affordable housing and the way that it's going and the things that we're having to do with Britain, it is a fight, and it's a fight that I'm in to win. I'm not going to give up. I'll be at every meeting. I will stand there and fight for that. I will ask for legislation to be passed. I guess now we have the map that you and I know about, and we're legal. We'll take a look at that, see if we can use that.
Hold on a second. We got an issue.
Roger.
He's in there.
Roger's in there.
I know, but there's a... Okay, go ahead. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay, do we need to...
Well, I don't think we have to put up with that at the front window. That's
okay.
All I'm trying to
okay.
say.
Okay. I didn't know if you saw something. No, that was more important.
We're trying to conduct a meeting here, and there's a problem out there.
Yeah.
There he's taking care of it. But.
So we continue to see issues, and just out of... in talking, I made it almost like a joke. Anyone here happen to hear about a bus station? And, of course, everyone in the room. But if we do not stand up and say something, we'll just be ran over. You know, they take it like taking candy from a baby. And that is not appropriate. Just a second. This is not appropriate. Excuse me for one moment.
Just a second.
Remove him immediately from this building, please.
Okay, sorry about that. I can't believe in my career that's two times.
I will talk to somebody else. I guess.
They say it's better to get flies with honey than vinegar. I don't know what that was about, but he could just be having a bad day. He could have lost a loved one, who knows. So I do apologize for the interruption. So as I was saying, that all of us in here can do something to help fight. Don't just look to your leaders only. I know Brenda has been doing a lot on her own. I know that the committees, I'm going to call them committees, that have been formed from this, not only in the township, but the city, have come together and shown up in numbers, and we need to continue to do that. If we don't, you're right. We'll just eventually get annexed, and that's one of the things that I talked about last night at the meeting. The only way that we're going to know what townships was is to go to a museum and read about it, maybe Google it, because that's where it's headed. And we like our local government the way it is, and that's why we choose to live in a township.
Mayor Ginther has made it his mission to do away with the townships. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, and that was spoke about at one of the meetings with the commissioners. And she should know about that.
I don't.
You didn't go to the meeting?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's what was spoke about in the meeting.
Just because someone wants it doesn't mean they get it, because I couldn't understand why Santa Claus wasn't listening.
We got to figure out a way to
child.
Stop him.
But saying that in a joking way, because I can understand their foresight, what they want. That doesn't mean that we're just going to hand it over. So we definitely have the right to stand up for what we believe in and what we want to keep. We don't have to hand stuff over. And we don't have to be led like sheep to slaughter. So as long as I'm sitting here, and even if I wasn't sitting here, I'm still a resident of Franklin Township. And I have been greatly inundated personally, my home under attack because of this bus station. Mm-hmm. And it's just unbelievable that it's still there. So with that, do you have anything else?
Well, can I also say thank you, John and Mike and Steve, for actually doing something about this. That's one good step to saving our township, what you did today.
I will say this, that in your eyes it may have looked if we was looking another way.
No.
We had to wait till the, you know,
I understand,
until the grade card came out.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
And Steve, you did a great job figuring that out and stopping the scrub.
That was lucky. That was just timing there.
Yeah.
That was just lucky.
I just want to say thank you, and I do appreciate everything you guys do.
Okay, so now the time officially is 2:06, and
one more.
We are not done yet. That's right.
And you, Steve.
Yeah, that's right. We have
be,
the last
be
resolution.
Be thankful it's not junk vehicles and this is property.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Sure. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't even get to that point.
That's fine.
I missed that.
Okay. I'll do this real quick.
Yes. No, take your time.
It's resolution 2024-131, resolution approving the change of job title and department for Robin Watkins. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio has adopted a resolution approving the change in title of Robin Watkins from Assistant Fiscal Officer to Payroll Specialist, which will report directly to the Township Administrator and will no longer be an employee of the Fiscal Office, effective immediately. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of the board concerning related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its compliance to result in such formal action were a meeting open to the public in compliance with section 121.22 of the ORC.
I'll second it.
Mr. Leeser's excused.
I don't know if this is going to... I think this will hurt you.
Okay.
We can't do this today because you should abstain from this.
Okay.
So what we need to do is set up an executive meeting for, if we could do Monday morning. We need to have Jim Leeser here for this. As soon as it allow this to go through, it'll be bad on
good,
you.
Okay. Good point.
The other thing I did not hear in that is her rate of pay, her official date of hire, everything would be the same. It's just a lateral move. So that, do we need, or check with Julie to make sure that
we're good. You're good. What you're saying is exactly right. We can put all that detail in there.
So to the people out there, I want to have all three people here for this vote, so we're just going to have to call a special meeting or executive meeting for a 5-minute meeting to do a vote to get this done versus it just being the two of us. So in the last moment I see an issue that could come up, so I'd rather do it correctly.
Thank you.
I'm going to send you a couple of dates.
Okay.
Mondays are difficult
Okay, just...
No, we could do it Monday. I'll make sure it gets posted correctly.
You tell us the time, and make sure that we have a 24-hour period.
So remember, I'll be gone.
Yeah, when do you leave?
Tomorrow.
Okay, and you're back Monday?
The second.
So how about we do this? How about, if possible, if we can do Monday, you don't have to be here for
Nicole, we'll get Nicole.
Nicole can handle it. She can step in. We just need to, if you would be able to correspond with the chairman and see if he's going to be up to it on Monday. We may not know. Here's what we should do is post it for Monday.
Yep.
We can always cancel it if he's not up to par. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Do it now.
Okay, with that being said, you have something
to say. I just have one quick statement. Yes. I know they want to go. I just wanted to let it be known. I take no pride in what transpired here today. It just had to be done, and that's what you put me in office for, and that's why I ran, to make sure that things were done correctly. And I just wanted to put that out there, that I take nothing, no joy out of this whatsoever. I have nothing against Lindsay at all. It's a job, and a job needed to be done, and unfortunately, we were not being, it was not being taken care of. And so I just wanted to say that so people knew that I take no joy out of this, and I'm sure Mr. Fleshman and Mr. Leeser will not either. So.
When I woke up this morning...
I appreciate that, thank you for it.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
When I woke up this morning and had my Wheaties, I did not know that this is what I was going to walk into. Nor was I prepared, and it's very difficult for someone to sit up here and read off what you read, because it seems like a personal attack, but it's information that has to go to the public of what's going on.
I think you did a really good job.
So I appreciate that. I don't take any pleasure in it. I didn't know Mr. Leeser, the chairman, was going to be absent. I wasn't aware that I would be speaking or running the meeting.
I would have liked to see the chair.
Right. So with that being said, it is now approximately 7 after, and we are adjourned.